Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So now to the guest line right now. We'll talk about Julio Jones, and we'll do that with a former Falcons wide receiver, now host Morning Drive for a while on The Fan in Atlanta. That's Brian Finneran, kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on the show. Brian, how you been?
Good, man. I'm doing great. I love the 50 Cent coming in. I wish you had played it longer.
Well, you know what? We had to get to it. We had to get to you real quickly. As much as I love 50 Cent, and we would have enjoyed, I think the listening audience wants to get your thoughts on Julio Jones. We'll get to that in just a second. I have a very serious question, though, for you out of the gate. Have you ever ate squirrel, just wondering?
Are you talking about, was that Ben Cleveland?
Yeah, he eats squirrel, a lot of it.
That dude is a freaking monster. Never in my life would I think about eating squirrel. But if it was the only thing in the freezer, like he said, I guess you just got to go for it. I have no idea what he was talking about. I have no idea what a squirrel tastes like, and I don't want to know what it tastes like.
Imagine when you were at college at Villanova, if you had a squirrel instead of a cheesesteak.
I'll take the Pat's cheesesteaks for sure.
Come on. You can't be going to Pat's and Geno's. That's a tourist trap.
Dude,
you know that.
I'm not even going near Geno's. Pat's is the way to go.
You got to go to DeLisandro's. You got to go to Mama's. Next time you're in Philly, let me know. Brian Finneran here with us. So what's going on with Julio Jones? It appears like he's going to get traded after June 1. Is that your read? Is that your feel that he's on his way out of town?
God, that salary cap situation is so bad for the Falcons. I don't know how you get around it unless Grady Jarrett takes like a signing bonus of all of his money, 14 or 15 million, and takes it right away. I don't know how you create the money without doing something with Julio Jones. And we've heard Terry Fontenot, who's a new GM in Atlanta from New Orleans. We've heard Arthur Smith talk about it. It's a scary proposition. And listen, I've had my issues with Julio Jones as far as playing games. So Julio is he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver. There's no question about it. He is. I played with Harry Douglas, and Harry got a chance to play with Julio after I got released after the 2010 season. And he said to me, he's never seen a guy that big, that strong, that fast, that quick, be able to do the things he's been able to do. He's so special. I don't know how you move on from him. The only way you move on from him is because your salary cap is so bad you don't have an option. If there's a way Terry Fontenot can keep him here, I think he will. And I think that's through Grady Jarrett. And I hope to God that they make that happen.
Here's the part that I just don't know what the Falcons are doing, Brian Finneran. You know, they restructure Matt Ryan. They don't take a quarterback in the draft. You have Kyle Pitts now. You got Calvin Ridley. And now they may trade Julio Jones. I understand the salary cap situation. It's terrible. You've even said it yourself. Do they still think they could win in this group? And do you actually believe that this group can still win? Or is this just going to be a thing in a year or two where you hit the reset and you're really going to be rebuilding?
It's a great question. I think Matt Ryan is I don't know what you call him. You can call him a top 10, top 12, top 15 quarterback. I think I'm a little biased because I play with the guy and I know how good he is. Very catchable ball, super smart, understands defenses. His ability to manipulate the pocket, his leadership skills are just through the roof. also, I really do think Matt Ryan can play two more years at a high level. So I feel like Arthur Smith, the head coach, offensive coordinator, came from Tennessee, watched a bunch of film along with the rest of his coaching staff and Terry Fontenot, and said, this guy can still play. He is maybe not elite, maybe not Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers type, but the very next level right there. If you give Matt Ryan a top 15 defense, which he's never had, he can do whatever you want him to do because they can score 30 points a game, no question. And then you had Kyle Pitts. I'm not sure what Mike Davis from Carolina, who he got in free agency. I'd like to think he can do something. He ruined the Falcons a couple times when he played them last year when he was with Carolina. I just think between the guys they picked up, Kyle Pitts, Mike Davis, you got Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Hayden Hurst, you can do enough on offense to cover for the defense. And then you finally have a defensive coordinator who is proven in this league in Dean Pease that can do different things with different guys. The problem is I don't know if there's enough good talent on defense to make it happen.
Brian Finneran here with us for a few more moments. It was not surprising when they took Kyle Pitts at 4. We knew that was going to be the pick. We had a sense that was going to be the pick. I know you're a Matt Ryan guy. You play with him and you're buddy-buddy with him. I get that. Did you think they should have taken Justin Fields at that 4th spot? You know, was that something you were advocating for or not so much?
Advocating, not so much. But yeah, I said multiple times on my radio show on 680 The Fan, I was like, if that group of coaches believes he's the guy, you can't pass up on Justin Fields. Because watching him at Ohio State, watching what he did against Clemson and different teams in the last couple of years, he has the ability to be a game changer. And then I look back and I always go, what have Ohio State quarterbacks done in the past? And there literally is not one Ohio State quarterback. And listen, I'm not trying to knock down Justin Fields, but every Ohio State quarterback has been just average to below average to terrible. So the system and all that stuff in college is a lot different than the NFL. So they saw something they didn't like. They must have seen something they didn't like because I was very close to being like, let's get a guy that's going to be a game changer for the Falcons. You can sit behind Matt Ryan for a full year, right? You can get rid of Matt Ryan next year if you need to, if you need to take a better salary cap hit next year and make it happen. And that guy, Justin Fields, the things he does on the field, and things he did his 2 years at Ohio State were unbelievable. So I just think they watched enough film, they watched enough stuff going on to know that Matt Ryan can carry them through the next not picking a quarterback at 4 and Justin Fields on the board, maybe believe they think Matt Ryan is the answer for the next few years. And this is not a group that wants to be a rebuild group. They want to win now.
What do you need back if you're going to trade Julio Jones? What do you need back? Do you need a first-round pick back? Do you think you'll get a first-round pick?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you need a first-round pick. If you can't get a first-round pick, it doesn't make any sense to do anything with Julio Jones. That guy is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. And I understand the whole thing. I understand what's going on with his contract situation and everything else, but that guy is too special to pass up. And my only hiccup with Julio, and I've said it multiple times on my radio show, I don't think I've ever seen a guy come out of games more in situations where you need him. Where, like, say it's like 2nd and 10, and he runs a go route, and they don't throw it to him, and now they complete it to a running back out of the backfield. And he gets like 4 yards. Now it's 3rd and 6. And Julio kind of taps out and goes to the sideline. And I don't know. It's hard for an offensive coordinator to to not know what your best weapon's going to do as far as being in the game. But that is it. That guy has taken a beating throughout the course of his career, and he always comes up and plays hard. And the catch he had in the Super Bowl is the one I remember the most, where that was the game winner right there. As long as you kick a field goal, you're good. And listen, as a Falcon fan and a former player, Kyle Shanahan is the top of my list as far as the guys that cost us that deal. But if you can't get a first-round pick for Julio Jones, it makes no sense to trade him. Zero.
Brian Finneran, enjoy your cheesesteak with squirrel tonight for dinner. We appreciate the time.
The last thing I'm having is squirrel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.